Welcome back to Minimalish. I'm your host, Desiree, and today I am just popping in on an extra short episode here to tell you about a podcast that I have been loving. It's called 3 and 30 Takeaways for Moms, also known as 3 and 30, and it is hosted by Rachel Nielsen, a lover of practical ideas, conversations with kindred spirits, and her two wild miracle children who keep life interesting. She combined all of these passions when she created her podcast. After a long fight to become a mother, Rachel truly believed that she would thrive as a mom from day one. Her transition into motherhood was a little bumpier than she had imagined, and she sought the help of professionals for actionable advice. 3 and 30 is a podcast for women who want to love motherhood as much as they love their children. Since moms are short on time and brain space, each 30-minute episode offers three actionable takeaways. 3 and 30 covers a wide variety of topics, from how to stop yelling at your kids so much, to productivity and time management tips, to parenting children with ADHD or autism, to talking to your kids about racism, disability, mental health, and so much more. The tips and strategies shared by expert guests will help you make your family life a little better each week. If this sounds up your alley, listen to 3 and 30 Takeaways for Moms on your favorite podcast listening app. 3 and 30 is also a part of the Cloud 10 Network, which is the network that Minimalish is a part of as well. And I am so grateful that I get to work alongside of and get to know these other podcasters. All right, now I am going to pop in a preview of the podcast here. It's a clip about boundaries, and it is a very applicable clip from one of the 3 and 30 episodes. So let's dive into this clip of 3 and 30 right now.
And then what is your third takeaway for how we can build more of this emotional resilience?
Yeah, so we've held space, tip one, and then takeaway two, feel it to heal it. The third one is kind of to protect your positive energy by creating healthy boundaries. And we all know the importance of boundaries, but I think a lot of us don't know exactly what it means. So I have this really clear-cut definition that I want to share. So some people hear this and they resist it, but everyone just feel into it and see what you think. My definition of a healthy boundary is saying that I'm responsible for my thoughts, feelings, and actions, and not responsible for the thoughts, feelings, and actions of another person. So many of us falsely believe that a healthy boundary means we're going to demand that people respect us and they clean the house and they don't get to say that or act like that. But that's really not it. A healthy boundary is you changing your response to something that makes you uncomfortable or gives you an emotion you don't love, such as when you say these words, honey, I'm going to shut the door and be separate from you until you return to more positive words. Or when you fail to unload the dishwasher, well, I then have to hire a housekeeper because I can't do everything in this house. What are you going to do being responsible for your thoughts, feelings, and actions and not trying to control or manipulate someone else's thoughts, feelings, and actions? In the end, they're responsible for their thoughts, feelings, and actions. So what do you think, Rachel? Like or dislike?
Like so much. And I think you're right that we misunderstand that. We think it's like, well, I'm not going to let you talk to me like that. Well, you actually can't change the way someone else talks to you. So instead saying, if you talk to me like that, this is what I will do.
Yes.
I will walk away. That is a boundary. And I recently saw a post on Instagram. It was actually from a therapist who said, set boundaries with your family before you get together with them for the holidays. And her example was, send them a text and say, here are some guidelines that would be helpful for me. No diet talk, no politics talk, no religion talk. And when I read that, I thought, I don't think that's a boundary. That's trying to control other people. And a few people commented and said, my family would think I was so controlling if I sent this text, you know?
Yeah.
And the more I thought about it, I commented and responded and said, I think it would be texting your family and saying, hey, I've been doing a lot of inner work and I need to protect that, or however you want to explain it. And just say, if politics, diet, or religion come up, I want to let you guys know that I'm going to be excusing myself to go take a walk.
Yeah.
So you're setting the boundary up front, what you will do if those things come up, as well as I think by giving them the heads up, they may avoid those topics, but you're not saying you will not talk about these things in my presence,
right?
Which is pretty controlling to say that to someone.
Yeah. Totally. I agree. What are you going to do when you don't like how a situation or a person or words are draining your energy or shifting your emotions? You get to protect and preserve your energy and your emotions however you want.
Yes. And another thing that has helped me a lot in the last year learning about boundaries is realizing that boundaries don't just protect us, they protect other people from us.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
You know, so like, I think I always thought that setting boundaries was maybe like a, I'm taking care of myself type of attitude, you know, and I'm going to set these boundaries to protect myself. And then I realized that, no, when you have good boundaries, you're not going to lash out at people. You're not going to resent them. You're not going to get drained. And so thinking of that protective boundary as not only protecting you, but protecting other people, mm-hmm. I think has helped me feel more permission to set boundaries, because I realize this isn't just all about me. This is about others too. And how does this go back to this overarching topic? How will we be more emotional resilient when we have good boundaries?
When you have poor boundaries, you feel justified in being upset by another person's actions. You allow all of these people and situations you can't control to bring you down, lower your, you know, your emotional vibration down into those anger, worry, fear, frustration. It's knowing where you end and that you are responsible for how you think, feel, and behave.
I hope you enjoyed that clip. I always love finding new podcasts. And if you enjoyed this one, you should go again, search 3 and 30 on any podcast app that you listen in on. And I will talk to you right back here again this Thursday for our regularly scheduled programming.
Hi there, I'm Rachel, and I'm the host of 3 and 30 Takeaways for Moms, a podcast for women who want to love motherhood as much as they love their children. In each 30-minute episode, my guests and I give three actionable takeaways that will help you make your family life a little better each week. I'd love for you to give us a listen. Listen to 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.